Welcome to the Trophies and Medals podcast, where we discuss sports, fashion, music, and entertainment. Where trophies are temporary and medals are forever. What side are you on?
All right, welcome back to the Trophies and Medals podcast. It's your boy Batman, the Eptide crew. We got Raheem Goodell, Tony Love, and Ty King in the building. What's good, fellas?
Football.
Not much, Tech suckers.
All right, got a few things to cover this week. Going to be heavy on football, a little basketball as well. But first thing first, let's get into AFC Championship game. The Chiefs are going back to the Super Bowl. I missed out because out there being a washed up coach. But what y'all think about the Chiefs win over the Ravens today?
I was shocked. I was shocked at Baltimore's underwhelming performance. The ass whipping they put on teams this year, on good teams that finished with winning records, I thought this was going to be a much high scoring game. They outsmarted themselves, and it was just, Lamar's legacy takes another hit.
Does it though? Like it was more, from what it looks like, it's more of a coaching. I think it was more of a coaching thing, being put in the right position. Like you said, if they wasn't running the ball like they've been all year and leading the play action, that's more coaching than necessarily Lamar.
Well, they couldn't necessarily do the screens either out the backfield. So
right,
I mean,
I count that as runs too. So yeah, that aspect of the game was taken out as well then.
And then the Zay Flowers messed it up for him big time on one series where he had a 54-yard reception, and then immediately you go start taunting the defender. You know, pushed him, stood over him, threw the ball at him, and so that comes back for 15, and then you get another play about to score, and you get stripped right at the 1-yard line. Like
mental mistakes.
Yeah.
What's the saying? Act like you've been there before. Which, he's a rookie, so he ain't never been there.
No.
So.
At no point of his football career.
Yeah. So, but like I said earlier, before we started recording, the Ravens are young. So it's not like the window should be closed. You know what I'm saying? It could be like another Bills situation where you're knocking on the door, but I don't think there's a situation where they can't be successful next year.
Right.
Especially with the defense, too. The defense is pretty young as well.
Yeah.
So, it's how about for Andy Reid and Mahomes? Like, do we consider this a dynasty now?
They win.
Yeah.
Three makes it a dynasty.
Because he's been in the AFC Championship game every year since he started.
Since he started, yeah. 6 of his 7 years, yeah.
I mean, that's pretty damn dominant, man. That's
bullshit. Right. Sports entertainment at its fine. Sports entertainment at its best.
I get what you're saying, Ty King, but at the same time, is he not the best quarterback in the league as far as physically everything he can do? He can scramble, he can throw deep, He can.
If you want to say that for this generation, I guess. Yeah, whoop-de-doo. I ain't feeling it. Sports, fucking sports entertainment at its best, man. Well, when we get my viewing, that's all I can tell y'all. Fuck out of here. I ain't watching no Taylor Swift and Usher at the fucking same time. Fuck out of here. Tell you that right goddamn.
My wife who follows Taylor Swift, she might not be at the game. She has a concert the day before in China.
Don't believe it. Don't give a fuck. Right.
She gonna be, she gonna be at that damn game, boy.
Exactly.
She might show up at halftime, but she gonna be there.
Exactly. I don't give a damn. I ain't watching.
The game don't start till like 7 o'clock. She gonna be there. Where's the game at? Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas. So she'll be there. She'll be there. She got enough time to make it back. It's a shorter trip on the side that she got to come on the West Coast to get back in time. Don't care. Ain't watching. I can tell y'all that. I won't get 1 second of my viewing.
Hey, you say that, but what you doing next weekend? You going on a trip, right?
No, I ain't going on a trip or anything. I just might be just busy, but it don't matter. That fucking night, I'm going to make sure I make a trip. Well, I can promise you this. I ain't watching this game at all.
If Motor City Dan make it?
I ain't watching it at all. I'm not giving KC no fucking love. I don't give a damn. Can't do it.
Raider fan to the fullest.
Oh, that's true.
It's not about even being a Raider fan, too. I don't want to see the Smoke family in this fucking Super Bowl again, man. Fuck out of here. I don't want to see this again. I don't want to see all of them. I don't want to see his whack ass, his fucking slow ass brother and his super slow ass wife at the fucking Super Bowl again. I'm out. Don't want to see this shit. Mahomes, fucking slow ass family. Fuck, I don't want to see this shit, man. Fuck out of here. This is stupid, man. Like, come on. Nigga sat everybody and nigga still made it. Fuck out of here. Boy screamed, I ain't hurt, but we gonna sit out. I'm sitting out today.
Hey, man. Tony, hey, man. Y'all see how Tony played. You didn't see the film.
Come on, man.
They was trying to save him grace. They wasn't trying to see him fuck up the game.
I don't give a fuck. That's why he needed to be there. Keep what you fuck up. No, don't pick today now to decide to sit that man the fuck out. No, let him keep fucking up like he's been fucking up. Keep the tradition going.
That's a good point. Why didn't they just fucking cut him?
Exactly.
They should have been cut him like week 12.
Nah, that's money, right? Don't they go against?
He don't make that much money.
He ain't making that much money to be that cheap.
I'll take that cap here.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Hey, man, like you said, if Detroit make it, I watch the fourth quarter. How about that? I give you the fourth quarter. But I ain't watching no first three quarters. I can guarantee you that.
Speaking of Detroit, so me and Tony Love were talking about this earlier. Does Kyle Shanahan outsmart himself today?
I hope he do. I fucking hope he do. Because this is going to be horrible, man, if you think you're going to see KC and the Niners in the Super Bowl. Yeah, he are right under the Cowgirls, the teams we hate the most in sports, nigga. Like, what the fuck? You think America want to look at this shit? If it's the 49ers and Chiefs?
Let's rephrase that. Betting America.
I don't think Bet America wants to see that.
We have 49ers and China and Chiefs. That's good ratings.
No, but I'm talking about for Betting America. If it's the Chiefs and the Niners, Chiefs and the Lions, that makes it a little.
That's more intriguing.
It makes it so. The pick
they did. They beat them to open the season.
You can go with the Chiefs to be the easy pick, and then you can go for the long haul and go with the Lions and get the big money. So that's going to be more intriguing to the betting people. It's going to be too even for the Niners and Chiefs. It's going to be like a 0.5 spread or something like that.
That's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is, like I said, I'm going to keep saying it. This is up by my go-to chant for all of 24. Sports entertainment, baby. That's all this fucking is. Sports entertainment.
The other thing I want to see, too, I want Jared Goff to get to the Super Bowl twice. Just because.
I think I heard the line of the week, you know, think about it. Rams sent Goff to Detroit to die.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You sent him to the pack, and he came back leading the pack.
Hey man, he out there like Megatron. I still function, nigga.
Yeah.
That's the story I want to see. Is like I got thrown away to Detroit to die, and I brought of all people Detroit to the damn Super Bowl. Like that's a story.
I'm gonna tell you this. I feel like the Rays would be better with Detroit, honestly, because everybody gonna want to go see a Cinderella situation.
Mid America, you know what I'm saying?
And you won't see the Cinderella thing. And that will make ratings a lot hell of a better than you just saying.
Because it's going to be the same people that watch football on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Like you have a lot of people that do not like the 49ers and the Chiefs throughout the country.
Hey, so Tony's salary is $3.4 million a year.
Cut that nigga.
That ain't no money. That's dead money, nigga.
Two years left on his contract.
That's dead money, nigga. That don't matter. That's light money.
Because clearly, especially when the Giants let him go, nobody likes whatever it is. I don't know what it is. People just don't like him.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I'm noticing. His personality rubs people the wrong way. And I don't know what type of an asshole he is.
What school he went to? Because I'm about to tell you something.
Florida.
How many athletically gifted people have gone to Florida and had to leave Florida and go somewhere else?
Well, yeah. One point, though. Where was he born?
Let's see. Where was he born?
If it says Mississippi, I'm going to die laughing.
Or Alabama.
Or Alabama. Wow. Oh my god! And I don't know shit about Tony. That's what I'm saying. Like that's what's going to be hilarious.
Yeah, because we with the Florida, so like that's one X.
He's born in Alabama.
It strikes again. It strikes again. Hey, I swear I didn't know shit. I didn't know shit. For those of you, I swear I didn't know.
AFT.
Chiefs.
Man.
Wait, the Chiefs won? Chiefs won. My theory never fails.
Hey, man.
My theory strikes again.
I thought so, too.
But like I said, as physically as gifted as he is, you tell, because you know, for extraordinary people, they make exceptions, right? He has to be an asshole. Mm-hmm. He has to be a hassle. You know, he has to show no effort, like with the Giants, with the, you know, so-called always injured. Yeah, that's hilarious. Alabama strikes again. My boy said he's gonna be mad. I'm about to tag that nigga in a few minutes.
he was balling in Alabama, you know. He's quarterback.
No matter, nigga. I told you. Any nigga born for what? I said 90-something, 90s on, nigga. You can't trust none of them motherfuckers from Alabama, nigga.
Hey, his birthday was yesterday, 1999.
Oh, ain't that motherfucker the Aquarius? Ain't this some shit to me? This motherfucker, get him. He making us look bad here, man. Get him the fuck out of here. Oh, the motherfucking Aquarius on top of that. Yeah, he don't give a fuck, too. Oh, that's just worse, nigga. Oh, he know he just get his money. Oh, he robbing motherfuckers. He's robbing. Yeah, he doesn't care.
Yeah, as soon as all season hits or whatever the you know what I'm saying that date is, he's definitely gonna be off the team.
That's why he spoke his mind, because he's in a true Aquarius, nigga. You know when we fucking fed up and then tired of talking shit. What we do? We pushing that button, nigga. We gonna blow shit up. But why he had to be from Alabama?
It makes sense now.
It makes all the sense. My theory works again.
Yeah, so this year he made $1.9 Next year, he's set to make 2.5.
Man, he needs to go off of his Bubba Gump ass shrimp company and get the fuck out the league, nigga. I don't even know if I can hear this shit no more. Let's get this nigga out the league. Because, oh, man, that's hilarious. That makes all the sense in the world. Florida and freaking Alabama, boy. Can't get a double. You can't get no more of a double whammy than that, boy.
Yeah, that shit. That shit hilarious. With the Lions though, what's crazy is, like I was talking with the Ravens, the Lions are set to go on a little run, right? Between the two running backs, the young receiving core, young on defense. You know what I'm saying? Like they can string a couple of years together.
Well, what does that offensive line is what does not get talked about enough.
Yeah. Exactly.
You got 2,000 yard rushers, and you gave Goff, because we all know Goff don't handle pressure well. So for him to be successful and keep him clean is
look at this dude. They about to score a touchdown.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly. Woo-hoo. Yep, right on cue.
Who's the score?
Jameson Williams.
Yeah, Lions. Right on cue. Lions. Right on cue, as we said, offensive line.
Yeah.
Right on cue. Soon we talking about it. That man ran through that. Them line wiped out everybody.
Damn.
He ran that perfectly too.
I see it.
Yeah, that was outstanding.
Yeah, man. Lions gotta be physical, man.
Yeah. Right. Run over
them. That's Motor City damn football right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We bite kneecaps.
I've been told to watch his last speech. I said, I ain't doing it. I refuse to do it. Dan ain't gonna do that to me. I'm gonna tell you that right now. Dan ain't about to touch. He ain't about to give me my feelings and fuck around here and make me a Lions fan. I can't do it.
Think about this. Name another coach you've seen at a press conference look like he just played 60 minutes of football.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Dead face all red. Got a scratch on his head.
Yeah, dude, like that is intense, boy. I don't want none of his smoke,
like,
man.
Tape on his nose, like, bro, you was on the sideline the whole time.
Right. Breeze strips, you know.
Yeah, I don't want none of that man smoke, boy. Like,
hey, man, he make you want to suit up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, they said that last conference, man, like, he had you crying. I'm like, nah, I don't want that smoke. That man ain't about to touch my soul. I've always been a low key. I've always had, my Aaron Glenn love, you know, so I'm rooting for Aaron Glenn, nigga. I got my love for Aaron Glenn. Glenn is real.
Go back and watch that Hard Knocks, man.
I
promise y'all, all I do is think about y'all. Y'all believe in me. We gonna go places.
I don't hear that shit, man.
If that ain't some pimp shit, I don't know what it is.
Exactly. He fit Detroit, nigga. That's some Detroit, nigga shit, nigga. That's what you said, yo. That man got some dip. That man low-key got some black in him. You know, that's some it, down there.
You know what's happening? Go down here.
Nah. Exactly. Nah, man. That man different, yo. I don't want that man smoke. I respect it. I love it.
All right, welcome back. Continuing with NFL football, as we got the Lions and the Niners in the background. Let's go over some of these coaching changes. I'm still in shock with Vrabel being let go.
Why?
Was it his fault?
Huh?
Was it his fault? This is what he was in?
You know, I've never thought he should have gotten the job in the first place.
Yeah, he definitely pulled it out. Yeah,
but he was successful once he got it, right?
Yeah, he was successful, but we got to think about it now. The time has passed by really quick, but that AFC Championship appearance was 5 years ago. What have you done for me lately?
And I get
when we going back?
Yeah, I get it.
Going back. So it's like,
yeah, it's fair. I mean, it's fair. But like I said, I'm still, I get it, but at the same time, still, it's his
shot. But he still could have said, yo, well, where my quarterback at?
That part.
Yeah, you know, I'm just saying in the bigger picture, though, you know, overall, though. You know, like I said, I get it. Like, I don't feel sorry. Honestly, I don't feel sorry for him, but I do get the surprise of him being fired. Yeah. We all already was in a rebuilding state of mind anyway.
Yeah. So, clean slate, you know what I'm saying? Everything's going to look different going forward. I get it.
Yeah.
So, that's, I know.
But are you happy about your coach? Well, are you happy about the coach you got, though?
I mean, I was skeptical about Vrabel. So, like, I mean, it's kind of like show me type situation now.
You know what I think saying? With this hire, Derek Henry's going to be gone.
Well, we know that
came,
anyway.
Well, he came out and said that he want to talk to him or whatever, but yeah. his play call style is more of a pass-happy type offense.
Exactly.
So, if we wasn't putting him in the game with Vrabel in passing exactly. situations, why would we do it now with Callahan? So, I mean, I get it. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the last little speech that Henry gave, you can tell, like, that was his goodbye. So,
yeah.
It is what it is. Like I said, he'll make a great Raven. He'll make a great
yeah
Raider. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Great Chief.
I could, unfortunately, I couldn't see him being a Raider, though.
What? You don't have Eminem going to be in the Super Bowl.
Uh-oh.
Hey, man.
Don't jinx it.
Shut your mouth. Know your role, man. Don't put, hey, I need this miracle to happen. I still ain't watching until after this. If this happened, I still ain't watching until after this.
Ty King, how you feel about y'all hire in Vegas with Keaton Pierce?
I'm happy with the actual head coaching, but I'm disappointed about the GM.
A quick question is, are you ever satisfied?
What, nigga, but seriously, though, think about it, though. Why would I want San Diego fucking GM when he ain't been doing what he's supposed to be doing in San Diego to bring him to us? All right, why? Okay, this is my thing.
Damn.
Lewis Reddick. Why is Lewis Reddick right now being blackballed, being a GM? That's what I need to understand.
Because he's from a different era, man.
But he's also former Raider. He's a former Raider.
But does he want it? Like, does he want that headache?
I think he does. He keeps kind of putting out that he wants to be. Yo, that's why we got screwed. We ain't going to touch another so-called analyst. So that made sense why we ain't touch him then.
That's the best way to get a job, a lot of these cats. You know, I'm going to be on TV. I'm going to know what I'm talking about. I'm going to do scouting and everything. I'm going
to show. But we're not going to go back to back. But we ain't going to go back to back, though. So now that I say that out loud, that makes sense why we didn't give him an opportunity. But I think since he's a former Raider, he understands the Raider culture. And that's why I was hoping he got a chance. But I'm like, okay, I don't know how to feel about this. Having the Chargers GM.
The Chargers are
they accumulate talent, but they don't accumulate talent that shit.
Yeah, that's just if they. Yeah. You know, on paper they look great, but you know, season
paper, paper champs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I guess looking at it like this, if they will they blame that on the coaching then instead of him, and that's why. But you know what, though, too? The artist, I'm going to say, remember now, our president of our team is a black woman.
Yep.
And she's already going through hell as is as the other black woman as the president of the Aces. She got pressure because, you know, these two have to take a shot at each other. So I don't know if she felt like this cat might be more on point. Because I think she's finally making the decisions now, and Mark is taking a step back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take it that this is her call right now. Remember, they made that nigga get a haircut this year, nigga. Nigga ain't never seen Mark Davis with no fucking haircut. I know that was them black heifers that made that happen. So maybe he just decided to step back and let her do her thing. yeah, yeah. Maybe he's stepping back and letting her do her thing. Because she probably said, yo, you let the other half do her thing with the aces. And look what you got. And she probably said, yo, I told you I ain't want Daniels in the first place. And she said, let me make all the calls. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that's what the case is. But I like Pierce. But I will say this. I still like Pierce as the coach. I'll say that he understands Raider culture from him being from Compton. Things like that. Like, he gets it. So I am happy for him getting the coaching job. And I hope he still has a say when it comes to picking players too, though.
Which, how y'all feel about the Falcons getting Raheem?
Yeah, I like it.
Like it?
Are you? They gonna be just as shitty as they are now?
No, defense is gonna be so much better, and I think that that offense is gonna be more informed.
Mm-hmm.
Who are we talking
Jimmy?
About?
The Falcons.
The Falcons.
Yeah. Thank you, Jimmy.
With Raheem Morris as the coach.
Yeah.
The defense will be better. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, you'll see improvement on the defense, but the cunts will cunts, right? So, hey,
does it scare me? I didn't say they'll be better. I said the offense will be informed.
Oh, okay. So we all in agreement then. Okay. Yeah.
Cool. Well, but like this, though, will Atlanta make that pull? Will they pull that trigger to go get Justin Fields?
They should. But I doubt it.
Who gonna get Justin Fields then? Because Chicago already kind of making it clear they're gonna get child coverage.
But before we get to Fields, my thing is, and it's just me, you know, how black coaches get dealt in. Raheem's going to get the job. They are not getting a new quarterback this year. They're not going to draft one, and they're not going to trade for one. They're gonna run him out there with Ritter. They're gonna run him out there with Ritter. Did they hire the offensive coordinator yet?
Ooh. No, I don't think so. Ooh,
so what's gonna boy. this is my theory. They're gonna run Ritter out there this year. They're gonna suck again, and whoever this young offensive coordinator is gonna be, which is gonna be a white guy, they're gonna go into the following year, draft a new quarterback, and make that offensive coordinator head coach.
Do I have to tell you what quarterback they're looking to draft
in the following year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit! No. You really think that, nigga?
Think who? Who you gonna say?
Fedor.
When you're doing that high step into the end zone, there's only one player you need. back to Atlanta.
Yeah. If you gonna be that ignorant, it's only right.
Interesting.
It's only right.
It ain't like that at home, fool.
Yeah.
All the blacks know. He know where his money come from.
Interesting.
He know he would not be who he would be if it wasn't for the Dion.
This is my house. I built this.
Yeah. Right.
I really thought Belichick.
Oh, speaking of houses, like all three of them niggas done bought that man a house too.
Yeah.
We can probably speak on that later if we want to, but yeah, that was like, yo, Dion's son bought him a whole house in Colorado. So
it was cheap.
But still, just the fact of it.
Man, it ain't cheap. They ain't a little ass house nigga that bought that fucking man.
Dude, right now currently the economy in that area is so bad with the homeless.
What? Whoa, hey man. Yo, I need you
relax.
Be quiet. Relax.
We need you to relax.
You're not documenting us on our own show, nigga. That's separate. Leave that city alone. That whole state alone. We're not going there. This is a new year, nigga. 24.
All right, right. I mean, no drama.
Hey, man.
Take aside. Technically, we're talking about Boulder. Well, Boulder, Colorado. It's not the other city.
Hey, it's the state, nigga. I said the state, nigga.
Hey, well, can you Can you take me out for my birthday then?
Listen, please. I'll see you had the fucking. I'll let you go there. And so that when we had your divorce party, that's all on you, nigga. And then I got you. And you about to fucking make me the bad guy.
What I was saying. Oh, Belichick. I really thought Belichick was going to get the Atlanta job. Like, why did they interview him? Why did they interview him twice? Like, what was the point of that? If you wasn't even leaning to go that way.
It's Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He deserves it. You know what, though? Karma. It's called karma.
Yeah. For the same reason you asked Lisa to marry you, it's all night.
Exactly.
Where do you think the potential spot he going?
He need to be sent out a year.
Yeah, no, yeah. They ain't gonna sit out a year. He's done. Nobody wants that label on them.
Eventually, somebody will.
Yeah,
eventually.
In college.
Nah, he ain't going to college.
He ain't going.
He ain't got the energy and to do all that recruiting and shit.
How old is he?
71.
Okay, nah, he done. When am I trying to hit this shit?
Unless he just got that coaching itch and he gonna be a coordinator somewhere, but I don't think he's
not gonna be a coordinator.
All he can be, the best he could be, is a cheating consultant.
Yeah, something like that.
Let him be the proper cheating consultant that he wants to be, and then if he takes a consultant job anywhere, then if the team becomes good, we know he's officially a cheater.
Oh well, I think he'll be a GM.
He wants total control.
Right.
He'll never be a GM ever in life again.
At all.
That nigga that
because that is probably why he didn't get the job. Like, hey, we would love to coach, but the GM is out of question.
Yep, and that's probably why it didn't happen, because he didn't like, he probably made a look like, nah, I can't cheat with a GM.
But that's the thing, is like, if he was going to interviews and just flat out saying, I gotta be the coach and the GM, nobody was gonna hire him.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's the last of Mohicans on that.
As he should be.
Nobody's gonna take that hire. We got Jim Harbaugh going to the Chargers. And ducking his Michigan cheating allegations. How y'all feel about that fit?
Perfect,
in LA?
Perfect place for him to be. Who gives a fuck about the Rams? Yeah. Perfect place.
Not the Rams, Chargers.
No, the Chargers.
Chargers, I meant to say Chargers, but still perfect place for him, though. Who cares about the Chargers?
Better coach team.
Yeah, he'll turn it around. He's going to make Herbert an MVP.
I don't know about that.
Okay. You just say he just want to make him MVP, but he didn't say championship. That's all. Mm-mm. At the end of the day, that's all that matters.
No, make no mistake about it. This is a Justin Herbert hire. This is not a we trying to get to the championship hire.
Yeah.
This is how can we get our quarterback, our multi-million-dollar quarterback, better.
Right.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. I mean, it's not a knock.
Did Herbert get an extension?
Yes.
Yeah.
He got his extension. So, no. But like you said, that's cool. Like, long as, like you said, that's the perfect. I was concerned him being a Raider, so I was nervous about that. But he has, you know, he has ties with the Chargers, so that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
You really thought they were gonna jump over Pierce, bro?
I was concerned about them. But I was a little nervous at the time. So I'm glad that they did right, but I don't like I will tell everybody else before you got on, like, I don't like the GM hire.
Oh, well, yeah. Well,
we took a Charger. Look, we took the Charger GM.
Can't have everything you want.
right. They win them all.
So
the head coach job was more important. So that's the bigger win.
Honestly, I feel like the GM is more important than the coach, honestly, me. That's how I look at sports.
In this particular situation, I don't think so. Because the past few coaches y'all had, they didn't lose the players. So regardless of who the players is,
yeah, I see what you're saying.
You need a coach that's going to make the players buy in.
I get that, but then, okay, if that's the case, I hope he has just as much influence and say when it comes to drafting players.
Probably yeah. not.
That's where the problem I have is, because remember, like, we had fucking dumbass Gruden. Okay, he had the power of both. Then we had dumbass Daniels here and bring in another GM from the Patriots, and they did a shitty job. Which I found out is the GM didn't like none of the calls Daniel wanted to fucking make. Even the GM himself didn't want to rock with a lot of the picks he made. Like, yo, nah, I don't really want to rock with this. But since Daniel was the head coach, he kind of rolled with it. So he fell on the sword for Daniel's dumbass picks. So now I'm curious about how this is going to go going forward. So I don't like where we stand. That's why I say fuck sports, and it's sports entertainment to me. You know, look, The Rock now is the fucking is among the boards of the WWE, and he got his name, and Vince McMahon stepped down. Sports entertainment. Fuck all this shit.
Now, I will say this about that Harbaugh, though. And I could have read it wrong. I'm hoping I read it wrong. But I can't pronounce a boy last name, the one that took his spot, the black guy.
Yeah. Sharon Moore.
Sharon Moore. Thank you. From what I understand, he signed an extension for 5 years worth $5.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is that, bro? Because this is a national champion winning coach. Because you can say Harbaugh won it, but I'm sorry. That dude won that champion.
Yeah, just as much credit for that.
Right.
No, I think it was $5 million a year, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, it's $5 million a year. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's better. That's better.
Okay.
That's
better. Yeah, I'm about, whoa.
You thought he was going to take over national champion for $1 million a year?
Yeah, I'm about to see. I was nervous.
Because you can't say he ain't coach him to the championship last year, because he literally did it.
Yeah. His right. games that he won at the end was help seal the deal.
Right. You going to turn around and give me $1 million a year? Oh, hell no.
Oh, correction. $6 million a year.
Okay. Okay. Research department stepped in correctly. Thank you. Because we're about to let Michigan happen. Just because the miracle happened that we saw Weber and Jalen Rose together at a fucking Michigan
the whole five. It was all of them.
Bitch ass Weber is all that. We were shocked that Weber and Jalen were together. It was the shocker. We knew everybody else was cool.
But it was an away game though, right?
No, I think it was a home game.
No, it was a home game. It was in Michigan. Okay. Yeah, it was in Michigan.
Mm-hmm. The Fab Five always.
Yeah.
Always a classic group. But yeah, Weber was the one that as far as off the court, the one that stuck out.
Yeah.
And that's cool, but the motherfucker was niggas.
I know why he stuck out though. Well, I understand why he stuck out. Well, because I can understand they basically blamed him for the whole violation, right? Like all that taking down the whole Fab Five. They basically blamed him for it. And it was everybody that was doing it. He just the one that got caught because he was Chris Webber, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they blamed it on him. And I can understand why he felt. And I don't think it was a Fab Five thing he didn't want to fuck with. I think it was just Michigan he didn't want to fuck with, because I think he kind of felt betrayed by that. Like all this shit I did for y'all. Because I got
putting them back in the map.
Yeah.
Right. But in hindsight, like what everything is now, like that shouldn't even be a big deal anymore. You know what I'm saying? So it's like they was literally selling their shoes and selling their jerseys. Like it's just, you know, it's different times.
Jalen broke down. You know, he broke it down perfectly, but Weber still tried to act like they were, his family was better than that, that they didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
And Jalen, like this ain't about Jalen, like, yo, we ain't trying to downplay your family. We just saying, yo, we benefit off the school.
no matter what it is, people think that when kids get scholarships, like everything
it's
is a free
all,
ride.
It's
not.
Yeah.
It's really not. Like, there's different levels of scholarships, and you know what I'm saying? Like, there's, especially when you're going to a big school like that. Like, Michigan ain't no cheap damn school. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So, like, you're going to need some bread eventually to do something. Yeah. So,
first national championship since the Korean War. But, yeah, y'all something.
But, what other did they announce what the Bills was going to do with their coach? Are they going to keep him?
Yeah, they're keeping him.
They're keeping him, and they just signed y'all LSU favorite Joe Brady.
Is
he just signed Joe Brady. Yeah, he just went to Buffalo. Now the offensive coordinator.
Which I knew that because if they didn't, somebody else was going to hire him just off a name alone.
Yeah,
Joe Brady still is off that 2019 season.
Right, and I'm thinking like I was actually surprised he went to Buffalo. I thought maybe
he took over. He was a QB coach. He took over. Mid-season.
Oh, okay. So he was already
there.
Yeah,
he
took this step up.
Okay.
On reason, because he had him in a winning position at the a competitive position at the end of the Chiefs game, but you know they missed that field goal.
Right, that he had no control over that. Yeah, so
yeah,
that's a good call. I think, Buffalo needs another. They actually need a legitimate running game.
They tried towards the end of the season, but.
They tried,
Oh, Lord. They need to be more consistent.
But the last decent running back they had, they ran him out of town. So.
Right.
Talking about Marshawn Lynch?
Ooh, damn. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Fuck y'all, bro. I'm not watching the game.
Ooh.
How you hurt after that?
Exactly.
How you hurt?
Nigga, I saw that shit. He broke that collarbone, nigga. That's a collarbone break. Nigga, that's a collarbone break.
He holding his shoulder and his ass. Oh, my God.
That's called collarbone break, nigga. Remember, hey, Tony Law. Who last remember we saw do that before? Remember Twin? we know what a collarbone break looked like when we looked over Twin when he broke his shit. Like, damn, what the fuck wrong with you?
Oh, man.
Yeah, that nigga broke that collarbone, nigga. That's all that was. It was a good tackle. But he
and his
shoulder.
Leg. He was...
He tackled with that fucking shoulder frame, nigga, and that nigga went down.
Oh, my shoulder. so, the Colton Carousel, still surprised the Saints ain't make a move, too. Well, they did. Coordinator, right?
Yeah, coordinator.
So.
Thanks for the members, Pete, but, you know, let's got to move on.
I don't know what y'all up to with a coordinator with the Saints, though. I don't know what the fuck y'all doing.
Well, before we move on, because I'm about to leave. So before I leave, I came back because I want to say one thing before I leave. Fuck Taylor Swift. Thank y'all. Y'all have a good night.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. That's why I don't want to watch the Super Bowl, nigga. Like, I don't want to see her.
That was the
she
only thing even, I needed, bro. I just
not
needed not the
Chiefs
to go.
That woman going to be there, boy.
She going to
be
there, man. Be
there, man.
She going to be there. That's why I'm not watching until after the Super Bowl, nigga. After the halftime show, I'll watch it. If the score is in my favor.
You don't even want to see Usher. Damn. 30
years
in the making.
Usher. Nah, fuck Usher, nigga. Usher got me into a fight that I ain't need to be in.
I can understand if it was a nigga like T.I., but Usher?
Fuck Usher, man. Usher done broke up a lot of shit in 23, nigga. Usher was a fucking motherfucker last year.
Hey.
Man, I'm turning to the Living Color halftime show.
Shit. So fuck Usher.
Oh man, that's hilarious. Let's keep it with the coaching trend. Before we go to break, the Bucks are foul. Milwaukee Bucks in the NBA. So you're gonna hire Doc Rivers as a consultant, and you're going to fire your rookie head coach after being second in the division, even though they're not quote unquote playing like they expect, but you're going to replace him with the consultant. Like that, like the optics of that alone is just foul. Whether it's real,
now you know what this is all about, yo. Doc winning that vision. Your boy Adrian winning and told Giannis like, yo, I ain't playing your garbage ass brother no right now. Like, I'm not about to go through this with myself. Like, this nigga just nothing but a walking foul. I will put him in the game if we need fouls. But I'm not putting him in a regular rotation. I think that's his bottom line, dude. He just didn't want to put him in a regular rotation. And Giannis didn't feel that shit. So he got to go. And I'm feeling like, low-key, now that he won the title, he feels like he's really that entitled to make these decisions.
That's what happens when you win it, man.
Yeah, yeah, it's true, though. But that nigga garbage. That nigga is supposed to be on – somebody NFL defensive end rushing a quarterback.
He's supposed to be back home in Greece playing for the national team.
That nigga, but dude, I think he's playing the wrong sport, dude. He should be a football player.
Yeah, man. It's well, I did hear rumblings, like complaints about the style of defense they were playing and certain rotations, this and that and the other. But again, if you're hiring a first-time coach, you got to expect there's going to be some growing pains, right?
Yeah. And
the fact that you're fucking second in a conference, like, you should be able to, like, okay, he's only going to get better.
Right, that man doing his job, though. He still – y'all ain't fell off.
But look, check this out, though. This is a bad look for Giannis altogether.
Yes, because now you get to the label coach killer.
Jason Kidd.
Yep.
Budenholzer. Griffin. Mm-hmm. And when Doc Rivers don't work out.
Yeah, because Doc Rivers is not going to work out. Because that's my problem is like,
right.
So you're basically firing this guy because you're saying you don't believe he can get over the hump. So you hire a coach that never got over the hump?
The worst game seven record of any coach.
Exactly.
Not just game seven, series deciding games. So that includes ones when he's been up 3-1 and 3-2. Yeah, so,
true. But then even Giannis said, though, he had no control over this one, though, too. So I will give him that. He supposed to throw his hands up and say he ain't got nothing to do with this. But you know what, though? Like, Hey, whoa. You know me. I got through the live.
The same way he didn't say he had no word in getting Dame Lillard.
Yeah, like, hey, man, I need to make sure I set this up properly so when I shit on him, y'all ain't saying I'm wrong when I treat him like Chris Paul going forward.
He, like you said, he is getting in dangerous grounds, man.
But the only thing that saves him is he got a title.
Yeah, he got a title.
That's the only thing that gives him the leverage that he has. But at the same time, can't feel sorry for you neither.
Nope, because you made that bed. Because that's what I was saying, right, too. Is like, at this particular point, you're just on the countdown to when he's going to ask for a trade. Because once Doc Rivers fails, he's going to be like, okay, well, if we can't get it now, then it ain't looking no time soon. What are you, like 28, 29? He's going to want to move.
Oh!
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, pick. Yeah.
That's Rigo. Look at Rigo.
Yeah.
What's the flag for?
Oh, yeah, exactly. But,
it's hot in here. It
looks fine. Oh, it's against the Niners, they say. Is they saying towards the Niners.
Oh, okay. But, the Bucks was on some shady shit.
They definitely are. I mean, nobody don't feel sorry for the Bucks at the end of the day either, though.
And clearly they should have got Nick Nurse. But Nick Nurse then went to Philly and making it work.
I would have went with Nick Nurse before I would have went with Doc. That's for sure.
But everybody loving Nick Nurse in Philly. No drama in Philly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And again, you go with somebody that's won. So that's the thing. It's like if you're looking to go back to title, like why would you go from scratch with a rookie head coach? Because again, they listen to Greg Freak on that one. So
yeah, like you technically should never hired a if y'all want to be continued, you should have hired a rookie coach in the beginning.
Exactly. From jump. So you put yourself in a bad position.
But but the man still kept you're number two. Yeah, you afloat and you're number two in the league. What more you want? Like I said, I'm telling you, I feel like this is about him taking shots at Giannis' brother saying, yo, I don't want this nigga on the court. Yeah. And Giannis like, no. That's all I could sense. At the end of the day. Because it don't add up.
Right.
It don't add up at all.
I'm pretty sure it's gonna come out soon. Something's gonna come out.
Yeah, but it just don't add up though. But do we really feel bad about the Bucks like that?
No, not y'all deserve to lose now. I hope you lose now.
Where's right.
All right, let's take a quick break and we can come back and see what Tony Love has learned this episode. All right, welcome back. Tony Love beat me to it in the chat. So I've been thinking for the past few weeks, like these commentators have been giving Shanahan props. Oh, Purdy works better out the shotgun. So they haven't been running him on the center like the typical Shanahan offense. And I was like, where was this change when Trey Lance was out there? Instead of having him run bootlegs from underneath the center like it's Tecmo Bowl or some shit.
Right.
Where was that change then when you had the better physical specimen? And what Tony Love said, you know, Trey Lance would have got this first down.
Well, that's an image, that them bootlegs and Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah. Hey, because the Houston Oilers had that play. Like, how you do a bootleg, a naked bootleg on the center? Like, that ain't no shit.
Yeah, that's old. Yeah, that's old school. Yeah, that's old school like a mug. Yeah.
So, but yeah, like, I don't know. I just, for them to get over the hump, my thing is like, if the Niners do lose this game, watch how different the conversation is going to be Purdy versus Lamar Jackson.
Oh yeah, they're gonna rate Lamar Jackson. They're gonna give all but excuses for Brock Purdy.
Well, but he's the last pick of the draft. You know, what do you expect from him and everything? He overachieved to get to this point.
Yeah, they need a narrative. They need that highlight. But hopefully the Detroit situation keep going the way it's going, that we don't have to hear that bullshit. We're 21-7. We need this energy to keep it as is.
Mm-hmm.
But when Cam Newton say Brock Purdy is a game manager, everybody want to get mad, right?
They didn't address the point. Another point that didn't get addressed, that what I found funny, was the Whitlock commentary on Stephen A.
Oh, we never spoke on that. Yeah.
Oh,
we never
yes.
spoke on that.
So,
we never spoke on that. We need to speak on that right now.
The point he was making never got addressed. How you play one game and your stat line is
it's a point
1.5. 1.5.
The math ain't mathing. Hey, like, the nigga said when you're arguing with your wife, and you don't stick in there, stick to the facts.
Stick to the facts. And she just talking, take a knee and ride the clock out.
That never got addressed.
That point never got addressed. Where that half point come from, bro? You say one game. I still be laughing about that. Like, damn, Whitlock just made one point.
Mm-hmm.
He made one good point in his own life.
And Stephen A. retaliated.
You fat bastard.
You bitch.
You bitch. Oh my God, how many times he called you bitch?
You big bitch.
You big back bitch.
Nigga said, yo,
You betrayed me.
Nigga said, I don't know how many pallbearers you will have. I like, yo, that was so cutthroat. To sit there and say, I don't think you will have a full set as a pallbearer to ride your ass to the sunset. I said, hey, cause yo.
I looked for it initially, but I haven't looked for it since. But like, somebody had to drop the ether beat in the background for Stephen A.
Yeah.
On his little rant. Somebody had to do that.
They were like, I've heard niggas like say I don't like somebody, but he took I don't like to somebody to a whole nother level, Stephen A.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I was prepared for it, but I was prepared for that. I thought that would be some shit I would say.
Goddamn, Gibbs.
Yeah, that man is Detroit playing Madden right now.
Gibbs like McCaffrey ain't the only all-purpose back in this game.
Cause remember when they traded up to get him, everybody's like, why? He been showing you why the past 3-4 weeks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like it's almost like they've been like, hiding him the whole season. You know what? That's gonna tell Yo, go get loose, man.
I mean, he did have 1,000 yards, but his touches were limited throughout most of the year.
Yeah.
Because even the games Montgomery didn't play, he didn't really get a chance to go crazy. Give it up. Jared Goff going golf.
Yeah. The racist.
Mm-hmm. He's stupid. Tony Love, what have you learned this episode?
Not much. I learned that China ain't that far from Vegas. China ain't that far from Vegas. She gonna be there. His girl gonna be there. Next, fuck Usher and fuck Taylor Swift. last, Thea Nassis got that man fired. That's all that was.
And did you see he got called for traveling and Giannis jumped off the bench like and yelling at the referees? Like, no, this nigga really took like 3 steps on the carry. Like,
I'm about to do the carry his ass off. Like, nigga, he cuffed that bitch when he, like, this the move, the initial move was on point.
Yeah, he tried to hit the T-Mac.
Yeah, but that nigga cuffed that bitch and turned. I'm like, yo, nigga, you are running for your life right now.
Yeah, Giannis, your family is taken care of for life.
That's the thing I don't understand is like, why is he so hard up for his brother to be on the spot?
You know what though? Now we speaking on y'all. Who saw that whack ass movie from Disney up that nigga?
I didn't watch it.
I saw it.
I wish I would.
It was good. It was good.
Nigga, it's Disney. You know that shit all fake, right?
No, it's that. It wasn't that happy or go lucky type shit and everything.
Whoa, no. Did they not say the older brother was like it was a decent player? And that
they said
he got hurt.
Yeah, he got hurt.
Where was he a decent player ever, nigga?
He was supposed to get drafted. Yeah,
yo,
decent.
That's a big ass leap from you being decent to your brother making to the league, nigga. That nigga was garbage. That's just say that. Like, I wish I would. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, once Giannis didn't have to share his shoes with his brother.
Disney and they lies, nigga. Disney been lying to niggas for a long time.
Can I finish my point, sir? Once the man didn't have to share his shoes with his brother, he got all the playing time and fucking took off. So
that's some fake ass Disney shit. I want you to know that, right? You know,
how's that fake ass? That's true. They couldn't afford shoes.
Do we really believe Disney?
That's true. The man said it himself.
Whoa. We just found out that the Blind Side was faking some motherfucker. You think I'm going to believe these niggas shit was legit? Is it what it was?
We talking about illegal immigrants in another country. Yeah, I'm going to believe the illegal immigrants.
I ain't believe in Disney, nigga. I don't have faith in Disney. fairy tale ass, fake ass shit they be selling.
I mean, it ain't like it was in the movie that, like you said, nobody saw that. It was on Disney Plus, so I can understand if somebody won an Oscar for this, and it was a, you know, big lie. But it was just a throwaway.
Okay, movie. Okay then. I'll say this then: was it as good as Mark Wahlberg's Invincible?
I didn't think that was that good.
Okay, so you thought that wasn't good, but then you vouched for the. You're saying that Giannis shit is on more on point than that.
Yeah, because the Invincible thing was that was more Hollywood than anything. That was even said on that, but it was but like I said, it was with the Giannis thing. It was a throwaway movie, like a Lifetime movie, man. It wasn't.
Well, it should have been on Lifetime, nigga. Fuck out of here. I wish
it wasn't.
But Disney's in cahoots with the NBA, so of course they're gonna get their hands on it first.
Yeah, I'm out. I felt like it was very terry cloth and very soft.
But the message I got from watching that movie was fuck Grease.
Well, I can get that for sure. But I mean, yes. Nigga, like, that's everywhere in the United. That's anywhere in the world, nigga. With a couple of black people, we all screwed no matter where we go. Just the fact of,
and it took him winning a championship
for them to take a liking to him. Yeah, that's why they like him playing for their national team. It's like they didn't give a shit about you before, so why are you going to represent them?
Yeah, it's all sort of typical nigga shit anyway, though. So not shocked by that part. But I just didn't like the fact they tried to sell the fact his brother was a good player. That nigga was garbage.
I didn't even know he had a brother in YouTube, and they were talking.
He got four of them.
Talking about siblings in the NBA. I was like, "Oh, this nigga got a brother." I didn't even know he had a brother.
Yeah, he got several.
Damn. But yeah, he got another one that should be a senior in high school this year.
That's actually the best. That's the best. That's supposed to be the best of them all.
So we'll see.
Damn, golf! You dropped the thanks.
He had to overthrow it to keep it off from being picked off.
Yeah. 36. Come on, Detroit. I still ain't what I told you. If Detroit win, I'm still not watching the Super Bowl after the halftime show. Fuck Usher and Taylor Swift at the same time. They
Ooh, good pass. This nigga here.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing keeping Pac-12 recruit. A lot.
That one was out there. But all right, I'm gonna go finish watching the game. Y'all boys be easy.
All right.
Usher is not a writer.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
Later.
All right, later.